This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
I love the cross. I love the fact that when Jesus died on the cross, it meant that we could come before Him with boldness. Because when that veil was torn in two, it gives us this access. It gives us this moment, these moments that we live for, that His presence comes and hovers and we can feel it. Aren't you so thankful for Jesus? Aren't you so thankful for the price that He paid on the cross to pay for our sin and give us mercy and grace? But more than that, I love that He wanted us. He wants us. He loves to be with us. Will you lift your hands for a moment? I just want you to tune into that for a moment of just saying, God, I thank you for the cross. There's no one like you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We press into you tonight, Lord. We love your presence. We love you. We love you.
Welcome, everybody, to Prophetic Thursday. My name is Allison Kieber, and I just want to thank you so much for being here with us this morning on both bpnradio.com and on Dale Gentry's Facebook page. We just welcome each and every one of you this morning. Thank you for doing something a little bit different with me this morning. I told my husband, this morning was so different with Holy Spirit, and I just love He comes in with us in just all different ways, right? That we get to experience Him in all different ways. And this morning, I didn't experience His bold energy, His fire. This morning, I got to experience just His peace. And I'll just tell you, I love experiencing Him both ways. But this morning, He just laid it on my heart and said, you know, this morning you're just going to invite people in to come and worship with you and just remind people of who our Jesus is, to set our minds straight, right? To just get our hearts in the right place. For me, there's nothing better than a good worship song to help get my heart set in the right place, to help get my mind set in the right place, because I know that what He has for us, that I can't often receive it with just the powers of my mind, right? I've got to receive it with my spirit. And so it's so important that we set our spirits right. And so I just want to welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. As many of you know, BPN is an internet radio station, 24-hour prayer station. You guys, 24 hours around the clock and around the globe, we are praying, and we are broadcasting today live from our studios in Austin, Texas, aka our office here at Ian and Allison Kieber's house. So you've got to love technology that we can be expanding and this ministry expanding and going all across the globe from our little old house here in Austin, Texas. So exciting, so crazy. I just love what God is doing, and had a great conversation this weekend that I'll share with you with a gentleman who came into our home for a gathering that we had. And of course, we started talking about God and Jesus, and he had some great questions. And it was someone who, he definitely had an open heart and an open mind. And it was interesting because the conversation led us to a place where he was like, well, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure about this whole God thing. I'm not really sure about Jesus. And I just got to, share love with him, right? I just got to share love with him. And, one of the things that I had shared with him is, he said, I just want to be like right now, like what is. And I said, God definitely wants you to be here. He, you know, His word says for such a time as this, right? We want to make sure that, you know, we're just speaking God's love when we talk to people and they're confused. And I shared a story with him. I said, here's something that my friend told me when I was struggling with my belief, having grown up in an agnostic home and becoming atheist at a very early age and getting saved a little over 8 years ago. And so I was sharing with him that I too came with a lot of those questions, and something that my friend had shared with me along the way is he said, you know, here's how I look at it, a very simplistic way, is he said that if I'm right, then I have everything to gain. I have everything to gain. If I'm right about this Jesus guy, if I'm right about him, then I have everything to gain. There is so much treasure in heaven, right? Sitting up there with God and Jesus in heaven, I have so much to gain. And if I'm wrong, well, then I have nothing to lose. I have absolutely nothing to lose. And he said, it's a very simplistic way to look at it. And I said, absolutely it is. It's a very simplistic way to look at it. But I think he's also right, right? That again, sometimes it's our pride and ego that will stop us from saying, but if I'm right, I have everything to gain. So I'd rather just shoot for having everything to gain, right? And I don't know, I think someone needed to hear that today. And we talked more and more about, you know, that, you know, where, how powerful God is, right? How powerful God is that, you know, I said, do you believe that God put a man on the moon? And he said, no, I don't, because that man doesn't live on the moon. And I said, that's not what I said. Do you believe that God put man on the moon? And he said, no, I don't believe that. And I said, well, I believe that he did. And I said, because we both agree, right, that man has gone to the moon, correct? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay, so God put man on the moon. And he said, no, a man put man on the moon. And I said, well, but God put thoughts and vision within a man that or woman that got carried out, right? And that got carried out to eventually leading to a man being on the moon. So who put man on the moon? A man or did God? See, God places his visions within us. And he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. And so I believe that God put man on the moon. I believe that God puts his visions within us. And see, some of us have been given these big God visions. And some of us are having a struggle with these visions because, I don't know, because life. Right? Just because life and because all of the interference that wants to come in when God's given us a big vision, right? And I've got a word today that I'm going to share with you that I want to dive into a little more. But before we go there and to any more words for any of you, I hope that you will open up in prayer with me this morning. Father God, God, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you are, God. Everything that you continue to be, God. God, we thank you for the ways that you work through us, God. God, I thank you for this prophetic gift. God, I don't know why I've been chosen to have this gift, God, but I thank you for it. And I thank you that today you are helping to eliminate any sense of self within me, God, so that I can be your vessel, God. That I can sit from a place of peace and rest and allow your words to flow out of my mouth, God. God, I pray that spiritual eyes, spiritual ears be open today, God. God, that today your words fall upon the hearts of those who are so desperate to hear a word from you, God. God, we know that one word from you can change our lives forever. God, and today I pray that those who have been waiting for a word, who have been asking for a word, who have been expecting a word, God, God, that today you speak to them, whether it's through this broadcast or through their neighbor or through their children or through something they read, something they drive by. God, I don't know, but I know that you can do anything, God. And that you want to speak to us. God, that you're not trying to ignore us. And that you have so much for us, God, that your favor you want to pour out upon us, God. And I'm believing today, God, I'm believing today that there will be prisoners who will be set free. Yes, Jesus. Prisoners will be set free. God, chains will be broken. Words will be spoken and they will take steps into new life, into new existence, into new changes, into new challenges, into new opportunities, God, for you, for the kingdom, Jesus. God, I'm speaking to your kingdom children, God. God, that your children wake up. God, that they wake up and they keep walking forward and walking out into your plan. And I'm believing today that you have words for your children, God. Thank you for your peace and for your rest. And thank you for your fire. Holy Spirit, thank you for allowing us to be your vessels, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, well, let's go ahead and we are going to get started. As we get started, one thing that we have to do is I have to remind you that as we go into Prophetic Thursday, that the opinions and the views of those on this broadcast may or may not be the opinions and views of those of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words that are given on this broadcast. But having that said, we are so delighted that you are here with us today and that you continue to join us. I want to give a special shout out to all of our loyal listeners, all of our loyal contributors. Our ministry is continuing to expand on a daily basis because of you, our faithful givers, our loyal listeners, our people on Facebook who love to share our ministry. Thank you so much. God bless you for the part that you are taking in this ministry. Really, thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. We are so glad that you are here with us today. Now, remember, as we dive into the prophetic, and we've given several, teachings about the prophetic, right? The Bible is very clear, gives us very direct words about the prophetic, about the giftings, right? And about the words that are spoken, right? It gives us very, very clear teachings. So if you have any questions about that, I encourage you to dive into the Word, dive into 1 Corinthians, dive into Ephesians, dive into Acts, right? And just see God's Word, right? And see His truth there for you. But I want you to remember that as we dive in, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she cannot give you your vision, right? Like we said earlier, that is given to you directly from God, and it's revealed to you through listening to him and following him and being faithful and obedient to him. Now, if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be will have a passion attached to it. Right? So many times, many of us have a vision, and I was speaking to, ministering to someone about this yesterday, that we will have our own vision, and yet we just can't seem to find the same type of passion for that vision as our God-given visions. Right? Like, we'll maybe just have kind of an interest, but it's easy to let it go. Right? Whereas a God-given vision is something where you're like, if I do not finish this by the time that God calls me home, then things aren't going to be okay. Like, I'm supposed to finish this. And as I was talking to my friend yesterday, we were talking about this exact thing. And she said, she was talking about knowing about her disobedience and not spending time with God. Right? And I'll share this with you, that she shared with me that there was a disobedience that was happening, because even though she knew she was supposed to spend time with God, she was avoiding spending time with him because she knew he was going to tell her to do something that she wasn't necessarily going to want to do. How many of you have felt that same way? How many of you have chosen to act in disobedience and spending time with your Heavenly Father who wants to have relationship with you because you know that he's going to ask you to do something that may require you to be uncomfortable? Because remember, nobody did anything great in a sphere of comfort. Nothing great was ever done in a sphere of comfort. And so God, yes, he's going to ask you to get uncomfortable. Some of you are ignoring your time with God simply for that reason, like my friend. And she said, here I am. I'm acting in complete disobedience, and I know it. I know it. And she said, because God, I know God's going to reveal something to me, and it's going to require me to do something great, and it's going to come with that passion. Right? And so she knew all of this, and yet she was continuing to act disobedient. And so it gave her a challenge yesterday. I gave her a challenge. I said, here's two things. Two things. I want you to go into your prayer closet. I want you to take out a journal, take out a pen, close your eyes, get quiet, literally come to God with one question, just one thing, right? One thing. Come to him with one thing, and you sit there with your pen to your journal, eyes closed, and you wait. You wait. Now, that same thing is going to be required of you as you receive a prophetic word, right? As you perceive a prophetic word, you want to write that word down, right? You want to receive that word with your spirit, but you want to write it down. You want to declare it. You want to say, that is my word. I am going to write it down, and I'm going to write it down so that I can rehearse it. So that I can speak it over and over and over again. See, as humans, human nature and our flesh, right? Our flesh gets so comfortable speaking about all of the things that we are not, right? That we start speaking those into existence, right? How many times have I shared with you guys before that for so long I spoke that I did not have a voice. I spoke that no one wanted to hear from me. I spoke that I hated to stand in front of people and speak, that I was deathly scared of doing something like that. Right? Well, oftentimes the enemy will have us speak all of the things that we're not, because they're the things that God has already put in us that we already are. right? And so what is it that you're speaking against? That you're constantly saying that I am not. And God is whispering to you, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And so I challenged her to go into her prayer closet and to sit with however long it takes. Be okay with whatever he's going to say to you, whatever he's going to ask you to do. He loves you. He loves you. He will not ask you to do something that is out of his love. Nothing that's outside of his love. Right? And so that was the first challenge. And the second challenge that I gave her, because she said, here's what I do. And so it was really poignant because she could totally identify what she was doing wrong, yet she was continuing to do it wrong. Right? How many of us do that? Like, well, I know what I'm doing wrong. Right? But I'm going to do it. Right? And yet we're continuing to do it. Right? We're continuing to be disobedient because, well, God loves us, right? He'll forgive me, right? And we talked a little bit about repentance, right? And she said, well, I'll just tell God I'm sorry, right? God doesn't want to hear your I'm sorries if you don't actually repent, right? He wants your repentance. And what does that mean? It means to tell God you're sorry and then to not do it again, right? Not to say, I'm sorry, God, but tomorrow I'm going to go back to doing that again. He wants your repentance. And so that act of going in there and doing exactly what she's been ignoring doing, right? Now we'll see if she does it or not, right? Calling her out right here because I know she's going to listen to this. She's a faithful listener. Number two, I said, here's what you need to do. Every time that you feel the urge to make an excuse, and her excuses were really little, right? Like, I'm just going to miss Bible study tonight because I'm tired. I mean, I'm pregnant and I'm tired, and so it won't really hurt if I just miss Bible study just this one night, right? The excuses start to roll in, and they get really legitimate, right? That's the thing about excuses, is we can really legitimize those excuses. And so that's what she had been doing, and I said, take it one step at a time. Every time something like that happens, you challenge yourself to say, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to do it anyways. And I will tell you that that's the same challenge that I had to give myself when I knew deep inside what God was calling, the calling that he had on my life, the gift that he had given me, that was being paralyzed in fear by the enemy, was a God-given gift. And so I just had to take step by step and saying, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to do it anyways. And it was little tiny steps. Y'all, I didn't go from being paralyzed in fear to speaking on a stage in front of 13, 15,000 people. I went from being paralyzed in fear to taking tiny little steps. To one day stepping on that stage with in boldness and in full confidence, and yet at the same time in total peace and total rest. Step by step. Some of you have been given a big vision where you've been shown the stage and you're like, I'm paralyzed in fear. How am I ever going to get to the stage? Well, you're never going to get to the stage if you keep making excuses and you keep disobeying God. So that's a word for somebody right there. All right, we're going to go into some actual prophetic words. I'm looking at myself on Facebook and my bangs are crazy, so... All right, let's go. Here we go. Jennifer W. actually submitted her name for her family. Jennifer W. I think it's Chloe W. I can't read my own handwriting there. David W. and AJ W. All from Kentucky, and their family. And Jennifer, this is the word that God gave me for you. He said, you are a strong family unit. You love and protect each other. Recently, God has set you all on a new path. He's been opening up new doors and bringing forth divine appointments. The enemy has been trying very hard to remind you of who you once were. He's reminding you of all of the mistakes that you've made. It's like tick, 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 right? All of the mistakes that you've made. All of the promises that you failed to keep, the enemy is bringing up right now. And God says, it's just noise. That's all he is. He's just noise. And like the song that we listened to in the beginning here, right? When the ground began to shake and the earth was rolled away, right? His perfect love could not be contained, right? Because he won the war. And I love the part of the song where she says, "Now death, where is your sting? Where is it?" See, his death, the enemy's death does not have a sting in you anymore unless you allow it. Unless you allow it, because it's already been won. That's what Jesus did for you. He defeated that death for you. For the mistakes that you have made, for the mistakes that you will make, for the promises that you've sworn to keep that you failed to keep. That's what he did for you. He says, it's just noise. He says, it's very important that you shut out the noise and start walking with me. Shut out the noise and come with me. He says he wants y'all to come sit with him as a family. As a strong family unit, come sit with me. And he says, Jennifer, train up a child. He says, let your children demonstrate the childlike faith that he wants to remind you that is still within you. The childlike faith that your children display to remind you that that childlike faith is somewhere inside of you. He says, listen, as I speak to you through your children. And he gave me this verse for you. Matthew 21:22. If you believe, whatever you ask for will be granted. If you believe, whatever you ask for will be granted. Matthew 21:22. And I just want to bless you, Jennifer, and your entire family. I want to bless you in Jesus' name. I want to bless the faith walk that you as a family are on together. And I want to bless the new doors of opportunity that are opening for you nearly with every step that you take right now. I thank you, Jesus, for that word. And I bless these divine appointments that God is literally lining up for you. And I see this vivid picture right now, Jennifer, that God's like, as you step through this door, divine appointment. You walk through the next door, divine appointment. And it doesn't matter what the door looks like. Thank you, Jesus, for the extended. It doesn't matter what the door looks like. He says it can be a ratty door, it can be an old door, it can be a brand new door, it can be a fancy door, it can be almost a non-existent door. He says, if it's a door that I've called you to walk through, you can walk through it and be sure that your divine appointment is standing on the other side. Now, there's going to be doors that come upon you. There's going to be doors that come in front of you and you think, this doesn't look like a God door. He says, whenever you see a door that you have that question, you come to me. You pray into it. He's put upon you, Jennifer, specifically, great discernment. You have great discernment and you will not be deceived. I bless you in Jesus' name right now that you will not be deceived by the wrong doors. That you will only walk through the doors that God has for you. And I declare right now that any doors that God does not have for you, they will not be opened. That you will have the discernment to turn the knob and if it doesn't open, it's not the door. It's not God's door. Because God's door will almost like it's already open, right? When you come to a door that's not actually fully latched, right? And you could like even just blow and it would open. And that's what I see, Jennifer, for you and your family. You've got a family mission that you're working on right now. It's a family mission that you're working on, and I bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, that's a good word for you, Jennifer, and your family. I've got a word for Verna G. in Illinois. Verna G. in Illinois. Verna, I heard God say that you have an apostolic mantle upon you. You have an apostolic mantle, right? So you are someone who is going to teach and train others. Right? Teach and train others. You have a very gentle spirit. You don't have a demanding spirit. You have a very gentle spirit and a very kind heart. And people run to you because they know that you are full of love and wise counsel. And I just hear God saying, keep walking that out. Keep walking it out. It's something you're already walking out. Just keep walking it out. That was a confirming word for you today, Verna and Illinois. Verna G. and Illinois. And this next word that I have is for Heather in Texas. For Heather in Texas. Heather, God says, it's time to take what you know and start speaking it out. It's time to take what you know and start speaking it out. He says, allow Holy Spirit to fill in the gaps. Allow Holy Spirit to fill in the gaps. He says, there's a learner in you. That's a strength that he's given you. You're a learner. He said, the learner in you has acquired great knowledge. The learner in you has acquired great knowledge. And now combined with the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in you, it's turned into great wisdom. He says, go share your gift. Share your extensive gift. Gift. I love that he said gift. Your extensive gift of Scripture. Your extensive gift of Scripture and the story. The beautiful story of God and his people. And I heard God saying, go out. It's time to evangelize. Revival is here. Many of you need to hear that word right now, that revival is here. It's not coming. Revival is here. And it is upon us, the kingdom builders, to go out, right? To go out and to evangelize, to take our giftings and to go out, right? To go out. Revival is upon us. He says, and you, Heather, are definitely part of it. You, Heather, are definitely a part of it. And I bless you, Heather, in Jesus' name. I bless you, and I bless that all that your hands come upon. I bless all the places that your feet will walk. And I bless you that as Holy Spirit's power flows through you, that his word flow through you. You've studied Scripture for years and years. Scripture is just, it's permeated in you. And he says, we're going to remove all doubt that you don't know his story, because you know his story. In fact, you have a, thank you, Jesus. He says very specifically, Heather, you have a gifting to share his Scriptures in a way, in a story form. So people have a better understanding going, that makes more sense. I hear people saying to you over and over again, now that makes sense. Now I understand it. Before it was just words, and I didn't really understand what God was saying. I didn't really understand what he was doing. But now that I understand the story, because you explained it, right? Because you explained it. You used your gifting that now I understand. Now I understand. And I just, thank you, Jesus. I hear God saying right now that there will be many people who will be saved by you sharing your gift. Again, part of the revival, right? The church is rising up, right? The church is rising up, and you are part of it, Heather. You are part of this revival, and I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Excuse me, this next word that I have is for Gary M. in Texas. Gary M. in Texas. Gary, you are a good, good man. You are a godly man. God says, please, Gary, don't forget who you are. You're a good man. You're a godly man. He said, God wants you to surrender. He says, just wave the white flag. Wave the white flag. It's time to surrender. He says, listen, Gary, your willingness to be weak before me does not count as an act of weakness. So I think that's a word for many of us. Many of us need to hear that word right there. So let me repeat what God said right there. He says, I want your surrender. I want your willingness to be weak before me. Because it does not count as an act of weakness. It's not an act of weakness to be weak in front of your Lord. He says, no, surrendering to me is an act of strength. Surrender all that you've been trying to control. All that you've been trying to control. Surrender it to me. He says, allow me to start helping you. Allow me to be in control. It's time to fall to your knees. It's time to fall to your knees and completely surrender. He says, Gary, I want to spend time with you on a daily basis. I want to be with you on a daily basis, son. And he says, listen, Gary, you may be a strong, tough man in this world, but you will always be my little boy. And I bless you, Gary, and I bless the relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father. And I bless the relationships that you have in this world and that you have created. I just hear God saying right now that you're a relationship guy, that you really value, you're a man's man, but you really value relationship. You've got friends that are part of your life still today, that were part of your life when you were 5 years old. And God says, Gary, I want you to come spend some of that time with me, son. He's longing to spend that time with you, Gary. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And I bless the little boy inside of you that he wants to fall to his knees and he wants to surrender and he wants to just run into his papa's arms. And I bless that little boy that's living inside of you, Gary, right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, the next word that I have is for Gabrielle B. In Louisiana. He says, Gabrielle, it's time to start writing it out. There's an artist inside of you. There's an artist inside of you. He says, you will not only write out God's words and beautiful text for many to read, but you will also paint pictures. Beautiful pictures. And he said, no, these are intricate pictures of the visions that God has shown you. Gabriella, he's given you a beautiful gift to see visions of heaven. He's given you a gift to see beautiful visions of heaven. And I heard him saying that you will write it out and you will draw and paint these pictures. And I'm seeing watercolor type pictures. That's what the image that God is showing me right now, Gabrielle, is that you will write it out and you will draw pictures. And here he says, here's the catch. You will start your own series of children's storybooks, and these will be godly books, of course, because these will give the vision, these will give pictures of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. As I just hear him saying, adding to that right now, these will be the same pictures that these children with this big, bold, childlike faith go, I've seen that before. I saw that before in a dream. I saw that before. And it will be those same pictures that he will give you. He says, yes, you are an author and the illustrator. The author and the illustrator. And so, Gabrielle, it's time to start writing it out. And it sounds like it's time to start painting. Get out your paintbrushes and just start painting. There's an artist inside of you. Feed the artist. And I bless you, Gabrielle, in Jesus' name. And I bless these storybooks. Thank you, Jesus. Storybooks that will literally be passed down for generations and generations. You know, there's not very many books out there that come with that acclaim, where they're in every home, they get passed down from generation to generation because they're just those kind of books. And Gabrielle, I hear God saying that it's going to be those kind of books. It's those kind of books that they'll be in every home. You will be in every home. They will be award-winning books. They will be award-winning. They will win awards for their text and awards for their illustrations. They'll be award-winning books. And children will be mesmerized by these books, and they will speak throughout generations. And I bless you. I bless you, Gabrielle, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I feel, Gabrielle, I feel God saying, yep, I just called you out, sweet girl. That's a big vision. It's a big vision. But again, step by step, step by step. That's all you have to take. That's all he's asking for your obedience, is just take one step at a time. And I bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, Christina. Yes, my children. I want some of the first copies, Gabrielle. I want some of the first copies of those books. And this next word that I have is for Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, God's placed a big vision inside of you. God's talking a lot about vision this morning, so that's pretty awesome. I think he's got an underlying word here for the many, right? He's talking about vision a lot. God's placed a big vision inside of you. He says, lately, it's been hard to believe that that vision will ever come to pass. It's a vision that he gave you a long time ago, and lately, it's really hard to believe that that vision will ever come to pass. But he wants you to believe. And here's what he's asking you to do. Start praying boldly and courageously. He says, I want you to pray as if you've already seen it come to pass. Pray as if you've already seen it come to pass. And again, he says, take one step at a time. And then he wanted me to share this analogy that I actually shared yesterday with a friend, a couple different friends. And I'm believing that it was a word to transfer over here, and it goes with Kathy's word. So stick with me here, because it's a parable. God always shows me visions and gives me words in these stories sometimes, and all I can say is, I can see it. I can see it. So sometimes I just have to describe to you guys what God has shown me. All right, so there's some of us who we've talked about this. God, this was a word that God gave us a couple weeks ago for many of us, that there's a promotion. And I think he spoke it through originally Christina Love, if I remember. Christina, you can give us an amen to this. But he was talking about promotion and going to that next level. And it was a word that extended to the many, right? That there's many of us who we know that God has called us into this next level. He has called us into this next promotion. Yet there's something that is tying us down, something that's rooting us down from actually stepping in to that next promotion. And so God gave me this vision yesterday, this analogy of that you've got to go in and you've got to dig up the root of a weed, right? Like you've got to dig it up. Right? And any of you, even if you're not gardeners, even if you're not landscapers, what I saw is this beautiful garden, and I saw weeds all throughout the garden, right? There's weeds all throughout the garden. And many are standing on the edge of the lawn, and they're overwhelmed. They're like, God, I know you have a vision of this beautiful garden, but where do I start? All I see is weeds. And so you're sitting there and you're paralyzed, just staring at the weeds. And he says, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go get your shovel, your little hand shovel. Because remember, if you just take a big, huge shovel and you just start shoveling out whole sections of your garden, you're shoveling out the pretty stuff, the stuff that's supposed to be there. So he says, you got to go get your little hand shovel. You got to get on your knees. You've got to get prepared to be dirty, right? And he said, just start moving some dirt. And he showed me this little hand shovel that was literally like going just right around the little tiny weed, right? Just right around it. Start moving some dirt. And then you're going to move the dirt around that weed, and you're going to move it out, and you move it out. And it's you're not going to get down to the root in the one just big shovel. You can try to do that, but if you do that, you're ruining the stuff around it that's meant to be there. He says, so just start moving some dirt. Because you standing around and watching the weeds literally multiply in front of you is only making what God's called you to do harder. Oh, that's a good word for somebody right there. That what God's called you to do is becoming a really difficult task because you're so busy standing on the sides watching the weeds multiply instead of just going in there and saying, I'm going to start right here and I'm going to move some dirt. I'm going to move some dirt. I'm going to move the dirt around this. And he says, this is the garden. This garden is your life. It is what I have for you. But you've got to get in there and you've got to move some dirt. And I'm believing that he's saying that this description of this garden, and I hope you can close your eyes and y'all can see this beautiful, massive, expansive garden with like every different kind of flower and tree and bush and shrub and vegetable and just fruit and all of it. It's just all there, right? And he's saying, it's your life, but you can't just stand on the outside and not dig out the weeds. Because if you stand on the outside long enough, the weeds will multiply, and soon you will be just staring at a bed of weeds. It's a powerful word for some of us. And I heard God speak 2 Timothy 1:7, when I brought your name to the Lord, Kathy. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love, but of power and love and of sound mind. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. See, some of us are standing on the side right here because we're believing more in a spirit of fear than a spirit of power and love and a sound mind to just get in there and start moving some dirt. Get in there and start moving some dirt. And he says, it's time that you stop shrinking back from reality, because shrinking back from reality isn't going to help. Shrinking back from reality is not going to help you. Do you hear him? Shrinking back from reality is not going to help. Now remember, God has said he doesn't need your help, but he loves your cooperation, right? He's saying, the garden's here. I've got it all laid out for you, but I want your cooperation and tending to it. And tending to that garden. And yes, it means getting on your hands and knees and to start moving some dirt. And he says this, you're not a coward. So get in there, because you are an overcomer. And I bless you, Kathy. I bless you. And I bless whoever else that word was for, that powerful word this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, God, that your truth is all set for us in this beautiful book. In this beautiful book, your truth and your words are there for us, God. That when we need a word, God, that we can come here. We can come here and we can sit with you and we can find what you are saying to us, God. Even if it means we have to sit down and play like Bible roulette. Right? Just how many of you have done that? Sat in front of the Bible and just been like, I'm just going to turn to whatever page and hope that he's speaking to me. Right? He says, my word is here for you and my word is good and it is perfect. You want a word? Come to me. Come sit with me. Come sit on my lap, because my power and my grace is sufficient. It is sufficient. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And I wrote this down. I have to go back to Kathy's word because I wrote this down as well. He says, John 14:27. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's good. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, baby, you want to come over and, yeah, pray for people? My husband, my beautiful husband, he's going to come over here, my little Iron Man. He's not little, actually, he's pretty big, but my Iron Man's going to come over. He's going to pray for y'all. I'm going to get a quick drink, and I'll be back because I've got some more words. So stay tuned. Listen to what Ian has to share, because, you know, he's pretty spirit-filled, too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Isn't she just glowing and amazing? I just love watching her step into all that God does in her life, and just love watching her pour out over the airwaves to all of you on Facebook Live and on BPN Radio. Hey, I just wanted to come let her take a break for a quick second, grab a drink. I wanted to make sure all of you saw this, but maybe you haven't yet, but at bpnradio.com, we have a brand new, beautiful website, and it's got links to resources. It has everything that you need in one location at bpnradio.com. If you're out and about or you want to share this ministry with somebody, or you want to share with somebody that they have an opportunity to listen to BPN Radio, they can do it right through the web browser or through the TuneIn app, as we only broadcast a few of our programs on Facebook Live. And I just want to encourage you that when you're out and about, again, BPN Radio is a great resource to have. Now, on BPN Radio, there's a couple of things I really want to point out on bpnradio.com. Number one is on the far right-hand side of the upper bar here, you're going to see our donate button. And obviously, our ministry here is fully funded and supported by our loyal listeners and viewers on Facebook Live, just like you. And I want to encourage you, go ahead on over. If it's on your heart, pray about this. Help us expand this ministry by contributing. You can head to bpnradio.com, hit the donate button, and it allows you to contribute via a debit or a credit card through PayPal. And a lot of people give that way. We appreciate that. You can even set up automatic giving if that's something that you want to start pressing into more. Also, if you prefer to donate by giving a check, you can do so by sending that to PO Box 91985, and that's Austin, Texas 78709. And make those checks payable to Breakout Ministries. All of your donations are a tax deduction, and again, fully support our programming. So we just thank you all so much for your donations. The second thing I want to point out here on this is if you tap on the Breakout Ministries, there's going to be a drop-down menu that allows you to take, that will take you to either Breakout Radio Church, where we actually have a listing of previous recorded prophetic sessions. So if you are here and you have not received a prophetic word, or maybe you missed a session and you want to go back and listen to one of our previous ones, if you go to breakoutradiochurch.com, there's a archive section that you can listen where they've documented past programs. So go ahead and take a look at that. Also, if you click on letspraymerica.com, it's going to take you to a different website where I see somebody, Cynthia Nash, has just asked their phone number for prayer requests. Absolutely. If you head over to letspraymerica.com, you can actually find out there's a prayer request button right there that actually allows you to submit your prayer requests. And, of course, your requests will be prayed over by the team here at BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries for the next 7 days. There is also a phone number on there that allows you to if you want to call and have somebody pray with you. We have a 24-hour prayer line that you can access to through letspraymerica.com. Also, books, Dale and Gene have both written books, and they're free for you to download. There's free recordings of Dale and a lot of his ministry on here. And so, again, there's so many resources that you can plug into, then we want to encourage you to do so, again, because this is about your walk with God. It's about your walk and your opening up your own spirituality and finding out more. And you're always encouraged to continue seeking, because that's so very important. And I'm gonna turn. I know we're running out of time here, so I won't take up too much time. But I just wanna bless all of you out there and say thank you for being a part of this ministry. It means a lot to us. Don't forget to plug in and on a Marketplace Saturdays, which happens all day Saturday long. And we'd love to hear from you on there and hear what your thoughts are on Marketplace Saturday. So I'm gonna turn it back over to Allison here as we're running short on time. Thank you all. God bless you so much. We sure appreciate you. And here's my beautiful wife back. Do her thing.
All right. Thanks, babe. And also, Dale wanted me to remind each and every one of you that he will be doing a special live tribute on BPN Radio this morning, or this afternoon at 12 noon, a live tribute to the great Dr. Billy Graham. And I know all morning yesterday, all heaven was rejoicing, were they not? And Dr. Billy Graham got to come home. Oh, how wonderful. And so he wanted me to make sure of that. And this is something really special, because he doesn't do this any longer too much, only really on very special occasions. But this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Pastor Dale will be preaching at Austin Cathedral. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to austincathedral.com and you can read about their location, their mission, all of that. And you can join us. We'll be there for sure. And I'm sure the place will be absolutely packed for Papa Dale. So please join us if you're in the Austin area. It's Austin Cathedral starting at 10:30 a.m. All right. Well, like I said, I had a couple more words that I wanted to share this morning with you. I'm looking at the clock going, we may go over. In typical Allison fashion, we may go a little over. All right. So this next message that I have, a word that I have, is for Rudy and Olga. Rudy and Olga E. in El Paso, Texas. Rudy and Olga. God showed me what a powerful couple you are, Rudy and Olga, a powerful couple, a pastoral couple who is full of love and compassion. love, and compassion. And he says, the fire doesn't ever dull within you. No, in fact, the fire just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. He says, your heart has been set upon the next generation. The next generation has been set upon your heart. He says, and that is who will be filling up your church. That is who's going to be filling up your church. The next generation. That's who's been on your heart. That's who you will see come flooding in the doors. He says, those who want to have an encounter, they want to have an encounter. They want to be freed from the confines of religion, and they want to step into a relationship. They are going to flock towards your church. They are going to fill, and there's going to be standing room only. And he says, many will be baptized in the Spirit by you. You will baptize many in the Spirit. And you, he says, you've been granted great authority and great leadership. And a legacy is being birthed through your ministry. And it's a very unique legacy. A very unique legacy. And I just bless you, Rudy and Olga. I bless the church that you are leading or that you will lead. I bless the people who will fill those seats in your church. I just bless the building that you are either in or that you will occupy. And I just bless it in Jesus' name. I bless that the finances will continue to come through so that you can continue to expand your ministry so that young people, the next generation, will be baptized in the Spirit, and they will have a relationship that will move mountains and that will go on and be legacy relationships, a unique ministry upon you. And I bless you in Jesus' name, Rudy and Olga. I bless you in Jesus' name. It's so good. All right, so good. And Regina R. in Texas. He says, mighty woman of God. Mighty woman of God, you are not done yet. You are not done yet. He says he has so much that he still needs to do through you. He said, and I wrote this to myself as a side note, that I feel like this is a word that he's already been speaking to you. And so this is just a confirming word, right? And so, and he even said, you're probably chuckling a little bit at this because he's constantly hearing you say, but God. And so there's a little bit of a chuckle because he says, you're not done yet. It's as simple as that. That's my word for you. You are not done yet. And he says, I'm not going to listen to your buts anymore, Regina. He says, it is very interesting. He says, because I have set a new mission upon your heart, something that wasn't something you did in your ministry prior, not something that you did in your ministry prior. And he says, yes, this is definitely a prophecy in part, and that you need to go pray into this because he has so much that he wants to reveal to you, but he wants to reveal it to you in your quiet time. And this was something that he added. An added note. He said, some of these things that I will reveal to you will be written in your previous prayer journals. These things that I have to reveal to you will already be written in your previous prayer journals. He says, I have already shown you so much. He says, it's time to just go back. And he says, look at some of the very first ones. Look at some of the very first ones, and it will be revealed to you. And I just bless you right now. And gotta turn off my husband's phone there. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name, Regina in Texas. Regina in Texas. All right, and this next word that I have is for Van and Jennifer M. Van and Jennifer M. in Texas. A lot of Texas today. He says, it's time to reignite the spark, Van and Jennifer. It's time to reignite the spark. He says, it's time to revisit the order in your home. The priority has gotten out of whack. He says, it's easy for things to get pressed out of order, but it's also easy to get things back on course. It's time to get things back on course. He says, you have built something very powerful, and you have built something very beautiful. And your strength in your marriage and your strength in your home will be a testimony for others. Share your story. It's a great love story. And I heard him expand on this word after I had written all of this down and walked away. I heard him say, and then there's a Bible study, a marriage Bible study that he's been calling you to lead. This is a confirming word for you to, yes, start the Bible study. Just get it started. Send out the invite. The people will come. The people that are supposed to be there will come. Send out the invite. Make the time. Make the room. Just do it. Right? Because that's how you're going to share your story of marriage. You're going to share your story of marriage. And again, thank you, Jesus. I hear him saying right now, all of this is going to be part of reigniting the spark. All of this is going to be part of reigniting the spark. You love to share the story of your marriage. You love to help others reignite the spark in their marriage. You love to help others reprioritize and come back to how things are supposed to be prioritized in the home and in the family. And you are going to do that for yourselves, but you are now going to help other people do that as well through this Bible study and through your mentorship and through your guidance and the authority that has been given to you. And I bless you in Jesus' name, Van and Jennifer. Now, we're coming up right at 11 o'clock, but there was one last word that I had to share with y'all. And I see all of your names coming across here about needing a word. And don't worry, Ian is writing down all your names, and so we're keeping those. And I will say, if you have not received a word from us before, would you do us a favor and in the comments say, I have not received my word yet, alongside your name? And the reason why I ask that is because we have a lot of names that come in. We have a lot of names that we are praying over. There's a lot of people who continue to put their name in over and over again. And we want to make sure that you've seen the word or heard the word that's already been delivered for you. Sometimes there might be people who are asking for a word, but their word was given maybe a week or two prior, but they didn't see it, they didn't hear it. And so we want to make sure that we're better directing you towards that and that we're getting everyone's names down. So really appreciate you guys doing that and that you're letting us know just the words of, I have not received mine yet, because we all know that God wants to share a word for you. Okay, so that was one kind of little tidbit that I wanted to share there. This last word that I have, and I don't know if Callie is still on or not. Maybe she can give me a heart or a like if she still is. But Callie Hargraves has spoken into my life and given me several prophetic words, all of which that I have written down, I have rehearsed, I have seen so many of them come to pass, and yet believing in some of them that they still will. And I was sharing this word yesterday on another ministry call that I was on, but God really stirred in me that I was supposed to share it with you today. Because remember that our words that we receive aren't necessarily just meant for just us, right? And so this is a word that I wanted to share with you. See, I was at a time in my life where I was feeling like an outsider. Callie did not know this. This was not something that I had spoken to Callie about. It's not something that I had shared with her. But I was feeling like an outsider. All of these circles, so to speak, that I was in, business circles, friend circles, ministry circles, the circles that I was in, although I felt very welcomed into those circles, I always felt like an outsider. I always felt like there was a part of me that just said, I don't really belong here. They're telling me that I am welcome. They're telling me that I belong here. And I was really praying into that because I didn't want it to be Satan trying to steal something from me, trying to steal me from the place that I was supposed to be in, right? But there was a peace about it, a peace that can only come from God. Right? The peace like we talked when we started this morning that we talked about, that only God can give us. And I had this peace about it. Yet, you know, you think about that when you feel like an outsider, that should stir up some sort of anxiety in you. Yet it didn't. It was almost an outer body experience, right? Because there was this outsider feeling, yet there was also a peace about it. But I was praying into like, God, why do I feel like such an outsider? And I received a word from Callie, and it was on like one of the prophetics that she did here on BPN Radio. And she said, lately, you've been feeling like an outsider. Okay, God, you have my attention, because I haven't sent any of this to Callie. You have my full attention, right? You've been feeling like an outsider. The reason why you've been feeling like an outsider is because you were meant to blaze your own trail. You were meant to blaze your own trail. And I'm just believing that that simple word was not just for me, that I'm supposed to share that with you today, because there's some of you who are going, yes, that's what it is. I feel like an outsider in all these circles that I'm running in, and it's because God's saying, because I can't have you blaze the trail that you're supposed to blaze while being in this circle and just kind of following the rest. Following the rest. Now, maybe not everyone is supposed to blaze their own trail. Not right now. But in that moment, I was feeling like an outsider in all the places that I thought that I was supposed to be a part of. Again, I can go be a part of those places, but I was supposed to blaze my own trail. I was supposed to go out and do my own thing, right? So being an outsider wasn't a bad thing, right? Being an outsider was God saying, look, I'm not going to let you get comfortable here when you're supposed to be going out and doing something different. Right? Now God had to take that word that Callie gave me and he had to expand it. And I got a peace that came over me knowing what God had for me. And instead of trying to put on the spirit of, why doesn't anybody like me? Why are they not really being my friends? Why this? Why that? I didn't put on any of those spirits. Exactly. The spirit of pioneering was what God had called me to do. Go do something of your own. And I promise you today, you guys, I have not seen that fully come to pass. I don't know what God's trail is that he wants me to blaze. But here's what I know. I will pray boldly and courageously. The way that God calls me to pray in his word, I will pray boldly and courageously. And I will pray not in arrogance, but in confidence, that the power of God will work through me. And if I walk out in obedience, I will see come to pass what God has for me. And I encourage you to pray that way, to believe that way. You've got to believe that what God has for you is already come to pass. Whatever he's shown you, it's going to happen. And you pray for it. And I'm just believing, this was the last thing that I want to leave you with. I know we've gone over time. This quote, the activity that you are most avoiding contains your biggest opportunity. The activity that you are most avoiding contains your biggest opportunity. So if you're avoiding spending time with God, if you're avoiding going out and getting your shovel and moving some dirt, if you're avoiding opening up your home to people to come in and have a Bible study, whatever it is that you're avoiding, right? If you're avoiding going out and blazing your own trail because you really want to be over here with this group of really awesome people, right? Break free of that spirit of recognition, that spirit of performance, right? That spirit doesn't belong on you. Who is a pioneer? Who is a trailblazer? Right? And I thank my friend Callie each and every day that she was obedient to the Lord to deliver that word to me. Because I know that I'm not an outsider. I'm not an outsider. But I wasn't meant to be in those circles. I was meant to blaze my own. And I just bless any of you and every single one of you. I see the hearts. I see your likes. I see your comments on Facebook. God bless you. I thank you, Callie, for all of the gifts that you've given my family through your obedience with God. And I thank you, Jesus, for people like Callie and Pastor Dale. And I bless each and every one of you. And I bless the hands and feet that are attached to you that belong to God, that they will go out today and they will serve. And they will serve. Let's close it in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your anointing and your presence, God. We thank you for your peace and your rest. God, we thank you for your fire. God, we thank you for your word and your promises and your visions, God. God, we glorify you. Oh, how we love to glorify you, God. We magnify you. We thank you, God, for the cross, and we thank you that we can come to your feet, Jesus, and be with you, God. God, today we just declare that we that we will accept the challenges, that we will push through. God, we declare that the visions that you have shown us will come to pass, and we will pray boldly and courageously and believe in what you have shown us, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to just bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Papa Dale goes live at noon Central Standard Time here on bpnradio.com, and a tribute to Dr. Billy Graham. God bless. Have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Oh, That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command, with the court of high heaven watching over me. In the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature in him, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonder. Jesus, the throne in his glory.